characterized by a big black spot about an inch or two from the tail. Red snapper and pompano are sort of further out kind of fish mm-hmm. that people like here, as they do Spanish mackerel, for example. Those come in big boats from out in the Gulf. You catch redfish in the surf. My father-in-law, who's 82 years old, caught a 10-pound redfish the other day, which he gave to us because he thought it would be a waste for two people to try to eat a fish that big. And we're supposed to have it this Sunday.
How about snakes? Do you have them locally?
There are more snakes than anything else except turtles in the New Orleans area. Mm-hmm. There's almost every snake in some version or other. All the poisonous snakes of America are within earshot here. Most common, certainly, is the cottonmouth mm-hmm. moccasin, mm-hmm. all through the swamp. Mm-hmm. Go out in a boat and one falls in mm-hmm. on you. Of course, there are all kinds of snakes that are supposed to be poison that really aren't, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a great deal of snake lore in these parts. Mm-hmm. I can lend you an article on that if you want from the Folklore Miscellany. Mm-hmm. Snakes that suck mother's milk and that sort of thing. Those that can poison you by sticking you with the end of their tail. One of them that's we all believed was poisonous and was very common in the outskirts of New Orleans when I was a child is what's called the blue racer. Mm-hmm. We call it blue runner. Mm-hmm. And we were all convinced that you'd die if a blue runner got you, and mm-hmm. we'd be, say, playing in an open pasture or something, and somebody said, "Look out, blue runner!" And everybody would mm-hmm. run off in various directions. Mm-hmm.
But it's not poisonous?
No, it's quite harmless. Mm-hmm. There were garter snakes in everybody's gardens mm-hmm. still. They're extinct mm-hmm. now pretty much mm-hmm. in the city. Mm-hmm. There must be 40 kinds of snakes in this general area. One of my sons was given to bringing them home. And I suspect that if they ever tear my house down, there will be several dozen dead snakes somewhere in the walls. Mm-hmm. Because God knows where they went, but they would disappear after a while.
What are some other kinds of seafood other than fish?
Well, by far the commonest here are shrimp, and there are several varieties. Blue crabs and oysters. Mm-hmm. As I said, we've got clams aplenty, but nobody eats them much.
What's the little freshwater thing that rather looks like a lobster?
Oh, well, the crawfish is the national bird, more or less. Did you know, for example, that the Houma Indians were one of the branches of the Choctaws, and they lived along the river from about Baton Rouge on down. The name Baton Rouge refers to one of their totems, so to speak, which was painted red mm-hmm. because that was the word Houma in Choctaw means red people, you mm-hmm. see, as in Oklahoma, or red nation, because that's a Choctaw word. Mm-hmm. But they're still here, the Houmas. Their national tribal language is Cajun French, incidentally.
You mentioned the turtles earlier. Mm-hmm. What are water turtles? Yeah.
I was going to tell you why I mentioned the Houmas. Though their totem was the crawfish.
Of course,
the Baton Rouge has the color of their mm-hmm. totem on it that indicates this is the end of our territory. Mm-hmm. You see, what is a water turtle?
Mm-hmm. What kind?
Oh, there are a good 20 kinds of turtles in these parts. Mm-hmm. The eating kinds are several, too. And I don't know if people discriminate too exactly which kind they mean, but that's certainly the word that I knew from childhood, kawan.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
C-A-O-U-A-I-N-E is the way I would have spelled it in Louisiana French.